Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world. Good morning, Easy White family. And Risa, are you tuning in with us today? I know Risa's always
good. Good morning, good morning, good
there
morning.
There she is.
I'm here. I'm alive and well and living in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, yeah. Sunny California. Hey, Risa, we can't complain about the weather lately, huh? I mean, are you kidding? I just can't get over this. Of course,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, this is amazing. I mean, we had a little bit of rain, kind of cleaned things up a bit, but holiday season is upon us. I went over to Home Depot, and this huge section is cut out for the Christmas ornaments already and everything. I got to keep up with it. The holidays are upon us. Didn't we just have this conversation not that long ago, right, last year?
I know. Time flies. It really does.
God, can you believe this? So much stuff going on, and the elections and pandemic stuff. And, you know, I think I'm going to have it in my news, but I think this is coming through at the right time, our holiday season. I think we need a little upbeat here.
And we need a little cheer. So why don't we just talk about our hot topics? That'll bring us a little cheer.
Let's roll right into our hot topics. I like that.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topics.
Well, definitely one of the hot topics is the holidays and what we're going to do about them. It's not going to be the regular old Thanksgiving and Christmas. I just want to give out a couple of travel advisories. If you do plan to travel for the holidays, you might want to call ahead and find out what the travel restrictions for that city are. And they change daily, so there could be a problem. When you arrive somewhere, they may require you to quarantine from anywhere from 3 to 14 days when you arrive. That means not going out, not seeing anybody, basically just self-quarantining to make sure that you haven't brought the virus to that state or city that you went to visit. You're going to have to plan that in on your time. And you may have to self-quarantine when you come back home. Some states are requiring you to self-quarantine from anywhere from 3 to 14 days after returning home. So you have to plan this self-quarantine time in with your vacation. I don't know how many people want to spend, maybe you get 4 weeks a year and you're going to spend 2 weeks of it in quarantine somewhere. That's not exactly a vacation. So you need to check ahead. You need to see if they're looking at changing something, if they're on the bubble of going over whatever their high number is so that they start quarantining. You don't want to arrive somewhere, find out you think you have a 3-day quarantine, and the reality is you've got a 14-day quarantine. So just a little travel advisory. If you plan to go out Christmas or Thanksgiving or any time in between, include your quarantine time in, and you might want to rethink it. We're going to be talking about a touchless holiday during the tech time. So you might want to reconsider that trip altogether and just have a touchless holiday, and we'll talk about that later. Jim, what's your hot topic today?
Good point, Reith. When you go to other countries, Reith was mentioning the hold, and that they're saying that could take days, if not weeks, so there goes part of your vacation. So anyway, mega rally. We had about 250,000 people in D.C. with the Trump rally, and the election still rolling on with all the investigation and the vote stuff, so on and so forth, and they want to make sure all the votes are right for everybody and then move forward. The largest wetlands, this is a big one. We talk about these fires, you know, with the Amazon, and then we have and the situation, 30% of the vast floodplains that stretches around Brazil and Bolivia. So they're trying to get those fires under control. Grandfather serving 505-year sentence was released for money laundering. Juan Cersei is now free at 73 to spend time with his three grandchildren. Destruction and misery, GOP Congresswoman Victoria Spritz reveals past life under socialism threat when she fled the Soviet Union. So it's not very pleasant. Thousands of Thailand protesters, a lot of the younger people too, called for the removal of Prime Minister Premochandana, saying he's incompetent. Skydiving modified. This is pretty cool. I think Reith will probably get into this when she hears this one. You know, you got the person that spreads the wings, you know, has the person that looks like a kite, you know. And now they're attaching a machine to this where they can literally fly around. They can, before it was gliding, this little machine they attached to it, they can fly faster and go all over the place. So we're going to see people flying all over now. New storm Iota expected. So we're talking about traveling. When you're thinking about Honduras or Nicaragua, we got a big one because they say it hit up to Category 5, and that's really big. Big winds and wave surges are really high with something like that. Oil prices surge as positive Moderna vaccine results. The euro also hits a one-time high with vaccine hopes, so we're hoping. Walmart retreats around the globe to focus on e-commerce. Pfizer company CEO sold millions of dollars. So what's going on with Pfizer? When the CEO sells millions of dollars in stock after coronavirus vaccine, so that's being looked into. You know, when you get the top guy, that's like the pilot in the airlines. You see him walking towards the back, whistling and twiddling his fingers with a parachute on his back. You know, the people on the plane wonder what's going on. Due to supply and demand, they had, oh boy, this is, you know, a lot of stuff. I'm trying to keep you guys caught up with the situation with the mortgage rates because I know a lot of you want to buy. Rates are still really low. So we're looking at 2.625, and I try to keep you totally up to date on that. That's in a 30-year. America's currently experiencing a startup boom, even with the pandemic news, along with in the recession. There's a surge in the creation of new businesses. An economy added more than 600,000 jobs in October. Unemployment drops to 6.9%. Although 787,000 people filed for the first time, jobless claims last week hit its lowest level since March. So you got the up and the down. Basically, the economy is getting back. People are starting to roll and get on point with all this. So that's some of the stuff. In U.S. families, over 25,000, this is good news, in credit card debt may get a fresh start. So there's a deal you got to look into on that. And so if you're in debt with credit card, they want to try to help. Holidays are gearing up for, I told you about Home Depot, 5 predictions, a longer holiday season, you know, for sales and so on. E-commerce is king. Retailers looking to online channels to keep products moving. Stores fulfillment takes center stage. Trying to get people to work in those stores. Shipping could be an issue because of the time with the postal service and everything, backups. So anyway, that's some of the stuff, Reith. And then you got some of the issues with coronavirus affecting some of the store visits. So they figure that might be down 25%. But overall, Christmas season is here at the right time, the most uplifting time of the year. It's Jesus' birthday, and I think we need this at this time of the year. So take a breath.
Absolutely.
And, you know what I mean? Remember why, what it's all about. And with that, Reith, we're looking at a commercial, I think, huh?
Yes, a word from our sponsors.
Word from our sponsors.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the Easy Way Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text Easy Way Wall to 55678. Three great influencers have joined forces to create a space for you to be the expert, get credibility, and be a best-selling author. Get acquainted with the Easy Way Wall of Famers and reach a celebrity status with Easy Way Publishing, powered by NLCP. Get seen on the cover with Easy Way Wall of Fame celebrity influencers. Get the credibility you deserve for being a published author, best-selling status guaranteed. Increase your credibility, maximize your presence affordably and effectively. Enjoy your new life with Easy Way Publishing.
Yes, indeed. Easy Way Broadcasting. And our guest today is Megan DiMartino. Let's see if I got that right. This is someone you want to listen to because she's a mover and a shaker big time and a motivator for me. Gets me motivated just by reading. She's a New York girl deep into the heart of Texas, okay? A lifelong creator of beauty with a serving. Mentoring spirit, she has startup scale, check this out, sustained and sold 2 7-figure businesses in the skin care spa industry. That's not easy to do. So her purpose is to build teams that in turn build businesses. That's a smart move. In January 2020, her book went to a number one on Amazon. In April 2020, her award-winning skincare line, Novita Spa Clinics, were nominated in the product innovation category. And that's not easy to get a nomination in that category. For the Austin Women's Way Award, and that's what it was for. And that's an accomplishment. Megan is now continuing to speak, write, coach, and consult with businesses and individuals to help them reach their dreams, goals, and desire. Nova, new birth, new life, always something new. That's Megan's promise. And what I read to you, these are not easy accomplishments. And we want to bring around. Megan, you're on with us.
My friend. Thank you, Jim.
Megan, this is Reetha Gray. Reetha, Megan.
Hi, Reetha. Good to meet you.
Reetha's a movie star, but evidently she's dozing off on the phone here. So that's okay. Megan, this is a baby boomer show. You have to understand.
I was having a whole conversation and I was muted.
You see what I mean, Megan? I told you,
yes.
It's like Eric's show only in slow motion. All right, we're older folks. You know. Reetha, you know what you think
morning,
about it.
Megan, I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Reetha,
my pleasure.
Megan is an inspiration. You know, I read this and I'm thinking, oh, I got to get going here. I mean, she does not sit around. She follows her dreams. So, Megan, just to start out real quick, what you know, you're doing what you're doing, but you're also, while you're doing it, influencing so many people. When I read this, why isn't Megan a doctor or an engineer or something? What brought you to what you're doing? What was that little person that talked to you or what happened?
I would say that you know, you mentioned a doctor and an engineer, and I would say the foundation or the spirit of me is I'm a creative. So I would never have gone after a dream of being a doctor or an engineer. So, you know, my heart has, and I was very fortunate to learn my heart's desire early, which was to create. Meaning when I say early, I'm talking about a little kid. You know, I was the one that was putting on the shows and doing the lemonade stands and, you know, and I built teams, you know. Okay, you can be, you know, Mary in the Christmas play and you can be this one and that and so forth. So I have always known that I wanted to create something. I grew up outside on Long Island, but outside of New York City. And my parents loved the city, loved Manhattan, and we'd go in all the time and just walk around. And so it was my creative fertilizer, you know, part, and building my DNA. Then the other piece was my father himself was an entrepreneur and a creative guy. And it's a long story, but my grandfather was an Italian immigrant, and he came to the United States at 16 and worked in a high-end hotel that isn't there any longer, but where Madison Square Garden is in the city, and he became a barber. And he loved doing so, and the story goes that he did the Ziegfeld Girls and all that, a crowd. And so several, you know, during the probably the 30s, a person that believed in him loaned him, maybe, I don't know that part of the story, but financed him anyway to open a barber shop on Long Island. And so that's what brought my father and his parents, of course, and his other siblings out to Long Island. And my father observed doing perming because he always loved doing ladies' hair, not just barbering. And so he would do a lot of perming. And in those early days, the ends were covered by cloth. Well, years later, my father got a job with a large paper company, and one of the products he sold was wet strength tissue for hospitals. So I'm cut from the same cloth, Jim and Reba. I mean, so he saw this tissue and said, this would work for perming. So he cut it up, brought it to salon, and said, try this. And it was now they were using a non-woven material that they were reusing, which was very unsanitary, but the product itself was expensive. So it was one-tenth the cost. He said, try this. Well, of course, they said, wow. And us children were packing end papers on our basement. So I said, it's a long story,
wow.
But that was my first job in the beauty industry. So technically, Ray DiMartino, my father, tissue end paper. So if you've ever had a perm or lots of perm being done, Ray DiMartino started that whole deal. So he was a young man, four kids, no money, and he was blessed to, I was a child, so I wasn't part and parcel of
his
creative negotiations. But somehow he got the guy this was a large company. He was on the board of this large paper company, and he got wind of my father and what he was doing and approached him, and they started a company together. But my father did something very smart. He did not allow the guy to own any equity of the company. He just paid him for a portion of it. So he was able to build that business, and then when it was time to take it out of that structure, after that man passed away, because he was older than my father, he was able to take it out, and this was now in the early 70s, and he started his own company. And then in 19, with my brother, but he'd already been in business for years and years and years with the NRAPs, and so they started dental and medical laboratory products. So I'm sharing this for people to understand that I didn't just see what that resume, that bio you read, Jim. It was marinating in me for years, observing all of this. And then in 1982, my father started calling me every week saying, come and work with us. And but at this point, I was basically working in the fashion beauty industry, in the traditional wholesale, before I went to wholesale, was working in Lord & Taylor and their buying offices. And then I went to Bloomingdale's, and that's a whole other story. But that's what kind of the seed of my skincare happened in Bloomingdale's. So that's another story. But I want to share this because I went to my father, as I said, come and work with us because I want to add products to the beauty division. And the reason I took that job, because I had to move to the eastern end of Long Island where they were now and, uproot my children and move out there. But the reason I did that, guys, is because I knew I would never have an opportunity or an experience of almost a master's program of business where he gave me the opportunity to do the R&D, had to be paper, but he gave me the opportunity to figure out what the salon industry needed. Now, this is 83, what the salon industry needed. And so I could do the R&D, product development, packaging, take it to market, sell, so that start, scale, and sustain. I could do all of that. And I learned that when I worked with them. And I put together the original nail towel for the beauty industry because the acrylic nail world was beginning in the early 80s. So anyway, started with that towel, and I went on from there.
So you learned, you've observed, learned some of this in the psychology. They have what's called nature-nurture theory, and some of it we inherit through our genes, some of it you build on. You definitely built on that. So I would kind of be looking at your father and not only his, you know, his specific field that he was working in. But he also had that wider path where, you know, business and so on and so forth, because you bought and sold two business, big seven-figure income businesses. So it's not just the skincare. It's taking all that and expanding on that. Where
that
you,
is right.
You really learned and stuck with that. That's what
that's
people
right.
want to hear is, what was yeah. it that Megan got her so motivated to do all that? And you followed through with it. What, you know, what would you say would be something that was a challenge to you? I mean, you enjoyed it, though, right? You enjoyed that.
Well, you know, you've heard that quote, if you do what you love, you're never working a day
right.
in your life. So that's
yeah.
why versus being an engineer or a doctor, you know, I'm being creative every day of my life on some level. So therefore, it's not, you know, but what has been challenging? Well, I'm going to share something with your audience, and I guess we're all, this is, you know, the focus is, and your audience are baby boomers, but, and I don't mean but meaning this is, I'm going to say something that resonates with everyone. When I started my first business in 1992, so I moved from New York to Connecticut, to Texas, 1987. So I left my family's business. I was recruited by Alcon Laboratories in Fort Worth. And I knew back when I had that aha moment in Bloomingdale, working for
yeah.
a company called Beaver Cosmetics from London, that someday I was going to create something like this, meaning a skincare, you know, cosmetic line.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when my father was retiring, and he never really retired, but the point is he was not there as much. And I was recruited by this company, but I knew it was time to move on anyway. And so I took that background, those tools, and I moved to Texas. I took that job. They offered me that national sales and marketing director. So that was 1987, as I said, and for a division that they owned. And I was able
okay.
to hang out with very sophisticated chemists and learn a lot about ingredients and how products are put together. So
oh,
then
okay.
when I left them in 1990-ish, I left to start my first skincare brand, and that was called Glycolique. And I would say the biggest challenge in those days, and it's not the same anymore, but was capitalizing, to build enough capital to build this business. And that was the biggest challenge, Jim, is because it was not easy as a female doing what I did. And it wasn't just starting and scaling and sustaining and then selling, but it was also the fact that I was a female, because banks
yeah.
didn't talk to women, and it was not an easy thing. My own dad, who had a lot of respect for me, said to me, "Don't do this. It's very dangerous." And I said, I have to. And he said, "You know, come back to New York. You're very talented. You need to, but don't do this." And because of that danger of, you know, capitalizing. And so anyway, but the story is long, but the point, and that'll be in my next book. But the thing is that it's never to stop on your dreams. And today,
exactly.
I've managed many teams from my own companies, and 99% of them are a good deal younger than I, always. And I hear too often, even today, because I just sold the brick and mortar. I did not sell the trade name, nor did I sell the product line, nor did I sell the website and the shopping cart. So meaning I'm still in business, kids, but I sold the brick and mortar spa here in Austin, Texas.
So
but I hear
so Megan, what are you up to today, Megan? Bringing us up to today, what is Megan into today?
Well, what I'm into is several things. But one, I wrote that book basically to springboard, because I did not know that COVID-19 was going to happen, nor did I know that this guy was going to knock on my door.
Yeah.
So I'm always preparing for the next step. I'm always evolving, always evolving. Does not matter what I'm doing, I'm always looking at the next step. And so I am working on a course. I wrote that book, and it really started the night my husband died in 2011. But that's a whole other story. But I got a mandate from God that night to share my story. So you ask God a question, and he doesn't answer it literally like we want. But I asked, what story? Tonight's story, when my husband passed away, my life story. But it took almost 10 years to put it together. But I did do an outline in 17 and finally finished it at Christmas time this year and put it up on Amazon in December. And then it went, as Jim said, number one on Amazon January 4th. But I did that, to answer your question, to kind of lay a foundation for the next step. Because I was working on a business course, which I'm now finishing now, which will be online in December, and it is a start, scale, and sustain, the five C's to build your business and life. I'm your success strategist. And I'm working on that course now. It'll be online. I finished a new website, megandemartino.com. That's a business site, working with, as an executive coach and consultant. If someone wants a skincare line developed, I am their person. I do have my own skincare brand, Novita Spa Clinicals. Novita means new birth, new life, always something new. It's an Italian word. And Nova is life, Vita, I mean, Nova is star, Vita is life, Novita. Today, in, you know, where we are, if people say Novita, that's fine. Let's just call me. So I'm working on helping others build their lives. I hope that answers your question.
So what is that website again so people can get in touch with you?
Yeah.
It's Megan, M-E-G-A-N, DiMartino, D-I-M-A-R-T-I-N-O.
You know, Megan, you have an adapt and change. You see what's coming up, and you have the ability to change, and that's really important. You've met Eric with his situation. What did that change or inspire you at all?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that attracted me to Eric initially, is that he's been, well, first of all, I interviewed him Friday on my live show called Unique Leaders Live. So if you haven't watched that, you should, because it really was a wonderful show. It's Friday at 4 Central Time, called Unique Leaders Live. Then it's going to be, they're all being converted to podcasts. They are on YouTube as well. But what he shared, and the thrust of the show, by the way, is not about having Eric on and just sharing what his most recent projects. It's about finding out what makes Eric tick. Because the secret of people's successes is in who they are.
Yeah.
And that is what people, I don't care what age you are clamoring for. Meaning I have coaches that are, you know, in their, I mean, I'm coaching people in their 30s, in their 40s. People that are successful but are hit plateaus or with this COVID-19 challenge are confused. So God has given me the, like I said, I adapt. And that is what Eric, he's an adapter, he's a creative, he's always looking, seeking, searching. Yes, Jim, I saw it.
That's
very
amazing,
loud
Megan.
And clear. Loud and
That's
clear.
Amazing. All right, so we're kind of out of time, but you are just amazing. You're so interesting, and you're a mover and a shaker, and you get people motivated. Just real quick, a quick answer. For the skin situation, give us an age. What's the main age people come at you that need skin help?
Thank you for asking that question. Anyone from 8 to 108 who has skin.
Well, that about covers it.
Okay.
Yeah,
meaning because I learned long ago, and it doesn't matter what stage of my evolution there, but I learned long ago that not as an esthetician, which I am, not as a medical esthetician as I am, but as a human being, that everyone is looking to be the best they can be. Everyone.
Can you throw one or two things at us real quick? Don't want to put you in a spot.
Yes.
That might help us with skin real quick. Just maybe one or two little tips. Maybe something
well,
you could eat or put on your face. What would you say?
Well, that's what I was about to say, is everyone wants to be the best they can be. And everyone is different. We're all snowflakes. And everyone has challenges. I mean, it could be because everyone is the worst, you know, critic. And so, but people have acne, they have rosacea, they have, you know, they see aging, da, 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 da. So I've put together a line that covers that all. It does. because everyone needs cleansing, everyone needs chemical exfoliation, everyone needs hydration balance, and everyone needs protection. So it's a simple, safe, synergistic system for all skin types. So I'm being a little flip there when I say 8 to 108 who have skin, but it's fact. And statistics say that women buy men's products, but that's for the man, but that's changing. And so I've kept it simple because people want simple. They want, and it has great value. I could charge a lot more than we charge for these products. You'll see on the website because they're pharmaceutical grade. They're very well put together. It's a clean line. That means paraben-free, lauryl sulfate-free, which is soap, gluten-free, nut-free, fragrance-free. So it's basically a most current science in skincare, such as alpha, beta, retinol, hyaluronic acid, but blended with nature's botanicals.
The simplest solution is usually the best, and it looks like what everybody's saying is you put it together where this is the best of the best. Good job, Megan. You did a good job.
Thank you. Thank you. I have tried, that's for sure, to keep it, you know, and like, for instance, like the clean line part. I totally re-engineered, my chemist, but with them in 2013. That was no easy task because when you change things, it shifts things, you know. So I wanted to keep the integrity intact, but take out controversial things such as parabens, which are preservatives. There's nothing really wrong with parabens because bottom line is there's different grades of ingredients, but that's too technical. But the point is, when things become controversial, or on the flip of it, when something needs to be added, such as peptides, so we totally re-engineered the line in 13. And so that's where why the word Novitami resonates so much with me, because it's about new birth. It's about always evolving.
Wow.
It's never, you know, it's never just accepting what is. I mean, it may be sometimes you have to, but on the other side of the coin, just seeking the Lord for guidance. He's the best motivator and guidance we have.
Boy, you really did your homework. Rita, anything else you want to ask real quick? Because we're out of time, basically.
We're out of time, but it's definitely been a fascinating conversation. It's been great having you on the show, Megan.
Thank you.
I learned stuff where in papers came from. Who the fuck is?
Well, you know, I share that story because not only is it part of my family and life, but I want people to see that things don't just happen, they evolve.
There you go. The wisdom
it's
of
true,
Megan.
It's true.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
We really
you're making a difference.
Enjoyed it, got information, and hopefully we'll have you back on the show again sometime.
Thank you,
Megan. I'd love it after the course is done. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your time, and be blessed.
Thank you much.
You
are so interesting. I should try.
It's
I have to
true.
Try to see if it makes a difference. But with that, Reese, we're looking at.
We need to move on.
Yep, time to move on.
Commercial, and then we'll be back with Carmelita.
There we go.
Introducing EasyWay Family App, your new virtual vision 2020. Be seen, be available, be everywhere. Available on Apple Store and Google Play. Track our content, stay connected, create your account to gain instant access. Go mobile or go home.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
It's time for Carmelita's Corner.
Like a drop of water, feel the sea, feel my soul with desire. are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be. It's a great day. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California, the Beverly Hills area. And my guest this morning is where I am, Pacific time, is Zeta. And she has a very interesting story. She is an American success story. Her parents immigrated here from Mexico, then Mexico, and she has found her way into the world of music. She has been raised more or less on the east side of town, and she attended the high school, which gave her the opportunity to expand her musical talent. She is a composer, and you will hear a couple of her pieces. She also is exploring electronic music. She started out with a mariachi band, but then she went into having an experience with a reggae band, which gives her quite a unique background. And then eventually she went her own way, and we're going to hear a little bit of that. But the most important thing is that she is taking advantage of the American dream. She's making a better way for herself, her family, friends, and the American people. And she is standing up for her beliefs. She believes in justice and freedom. And her music reflects that. She's also a community activist. And I want to bring to you today, Zeta. Good morning, Zeta.
Good morning. How are you, Carmelita?
I'm fine. I'm even more fine now that I'm talking to you. So anyway, I would like to give the people a chance to hear some of your music today. So we're going to start out this morning with playing your piece, but can you set it up for us so that you can explain to the people what prompted you to write this and what its meaning is?
I guess I gave you a few samples. Which
The one about being in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. So that song, so it was around the George Floyd movement and protests in Los Angeles, and I had gone out on a Wednesday to one of the demonstrations, and I bumped into a group of young activists, and I asked them, "Are you guys the group, the Roosevelt group from Roosevelt High School?" And they said, "No, but you could join us." And so we got in the park in a big circle. And we each talked about our experiences with discrimination and racism. And it was very eye-opening to see people from different backgrounds have similarity, like a similar experience with racism in our country. And I thought it was beautiful to see Filipino, Korean, Japanese, Latinos, African-American, Caucasian. It was so nice to see us in the circle sharing our experiences and how we wanted to make LA a better place. And so that's how I'm From LA was born. And it talks about diversity united and that we are all one in this city and that we want to make it better. So that's kind of where it was born.
Well, absolutely. You know, many years ago, I became a member of Artists for a Better World. And really, that's what it's all about. You know, we want to make things better. And so I salute you for what you're doing. And on that note, we'd like to have our engineer give the audience an opportunity to hear your original song.
Yes, I hope you guys enjoy it.
people, power to the people, power to the people.
Give us justice now.
Power to the people, power to the people, power to the people.
Give us justice now.
I'm from LA, baby, so don't you mess with me. Fighting for peace and justice, we are all one. I'm from LA, baby, so don't you mess with me. Diversity united, we are all one.
Power to the people, power to the people, power to the people.
Well, hello there, my gosh.
Hello.
That was quite a journey.
Yes, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Well, tell us more about your background. I was sharing in the beginning of the opening how your parents immigrated from Mexico to make their way here. Can you tell us a little bit about their journey?
Yes. My mother immigrated when she was maybe around 10, and she's one of four daughters. So my grandmother had four daughters, and their story is that they had land and crop, but the winter had been brought snow, and all the crops in their town didn't grow, and so there was a lot of famine in their town. And my grandmother migrated to the U.S. by herself and would send money. But when my mother's grandmother passed, they were left alone in Mexico. And that's when they all had to migrate to the U.S. with my grandma. And so, yeah, they definitely, you know, have always shared the stories of hunger and, you know, some of the poverty that they went through. And so I definitely understand how any mother would migrate and try to find a better future for their children. So... That's my mom's side.
Yes. Well, I believe basically that the nation is made up of immigrants, because if it were not our immediate parents, it was probably our grandparents. In my case, my maternal grandmother also was an immigrant from Mexico, La Ciudad de Mexico. And... So she made her way here, and the funny thing about it is that she had to learn how to speak English, but then after a while she was losing some of her language, and she was speaking Spanglish, so she was butchering up both languages. I think, you know, that people need to understand that everybody has a role to play, and the contributions that people come with, it's like a gift that they give to the country if people really look at it.
Yes, and I mean, I grew up always seeing my grandmother be so creative and hardworking and two jobs, and just she did everything. I saw her working sewing. I saw her babysitting. I saw her packing frozen fish, posters. She just always was a hard worker, always a hard worker. If we had plumbing issues at home, my grandma would take care of it. If we had to move a fridge, my grandmother would take care of it. If it just, as together as a family of women, we always took care of things together. So I come primarily from a family of women, of single women, and I feel that's what gave me my strength, you know, seeing them always pull through no matter what.
Yes, and right now, one of the items on the agenda, so to speak, is women's issues, where women, you know, need to be treated with equality and respect. I was just watching a program last night on one of the public access stations, and they were talking about domestic violence in Europe, and it's kind of amazing to see or hear, you know, of women being mistreated in Europe. But actually, mm-hmm. it's a worldwide issue, and the men need to step up to the plate and make some major changes so that, you know, the women that they claim that they love, they will respect them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely feel it's an act of violence to leave women to raise children on their own. And that's what leads to so much poverty and suffering, you know. And so I definitely feel that was my experience, and that's definitely something I write about or that I want to represent in my music, the experience of women from our community and what it really is to be us and the hard workers that we are, and how we give everything unconditionally to our families. You know, I definitely saw that in my grandmother. She was very selfless, you know. So definitely that's kind of where my passion comes from for writing music.
Well, that's wonderful. You were highly recommended by one of my musician friends, Jimmy. Jimmy, if you're out there listening, this is a shout out for you.
Yes. Hello, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Jimmy's great.
Yeah. So, anyway, what are your plans now?
In the future, well, I'm definitely starting my YouTube channel, and I have kind of they're a bit on the documentary. I'll go to protests, I'll film the movement, and then sometimes the song exists before the movement, sometimes the movement inspires the song, but I've been creating music that goes with the movement. So coming up on the 20th is going to be a movement for women in downtown. And I'm currently working on a song about women empowerment and keeping the hope alive. So I hope to share that with you guys in the near future.
Yes,
but yes, so I wanted to just say out there, whoever is listening, to please follow me on my YouTube, which is Zada, Z-A-D-A, music, musica, musica. So, yes.
Very good. I'm glad that you gave that out. And I was just getting ready to say, good for you, you know, that you're living up to your principles and standing up for your beliefs. And the main thing is, you know, we all need to, as in your song, realize that we are all one. That's one of the main slogans that people need to realize. We are all one. We come from the same source. We may look different, but we belong to the same Father, Mother, God. And regardless of people's beliefs, everybody has the right to their own beliefs. You know, those of us who choose to go in that route, I think it's a wonderful way to live. And I also want to let folks know that we have something else in common. We both are educators. I'm a former LA Unified School educator, and you are playing hooky from the classroom today. Am I right?
I'm a current teacher. Yes.
Yes. Well, I think it's amazing what you're doing, and my hat is off to you. I don't know if I could do it today. I mean, I taught for many, many years when I was in the system, and it wasn't easy. But then again, there were many wonderful things, you know, that happened I was able to accomplish while I was there. But the challenges were always there, too, the bureaucracy that we face. And I can imagine now it's even more of a challenge, especially during these times of the pandemic. Can you tell the audience how you're handling the pandemic with your students?
Well, it's definitely a challenge. It's not the same as teaching in the classroom. I'm a music teacher, so I haven't been able to give my kids instruments. I usually have 30, 40 guitars for 200 students that are learning the guitar because I teach high school. So I have 5 periods of guitar students, but only about 40 guitars. So I can't send guitars home. So, yeah, we've been doing you know, learning music history, doing clapping exercises that we find on YouTube, vocalizing. But I do feel like, you know, in class you can sense when a student might not be understanding you and you go visit, you stop by and during class. But I think online it's really hard to see them and know who's confused and who needs help. So, yes, I'm definitely hoping for things to improve. And, yeah, every day is a challenge, and I'm always trying different things to engage them and trying to see what works. So it's a lot of trial and error at this point for, I think, all teachers. But either way, I still dressed up for Halloween and for them. And I always just remind them to stay positive. But, yeah, it's definitely the bureaucracy is still there. And but definitely teaching has inspired also my movement. Actually, that's what got me out there protesting. I have students of all colors. I have undocumented students. And I, day by day, hear their stories. I remember when I was out there for the UTLA protest in the rain. So we're here going through this UTLA protest out in the rain for about 2 weeks. And a student of mine comes up to me while I'm in the rain, and he tells me, "Miss, I came to say goodbye because tomorrow's my court case, and I don't know if I'm getting deported to Honduras." And so, yeah, it's a difficult place to be in as a teacher, to have students that are going through all these different things. And so that's why I've decided to get involved in activism and to fight for my students. They're my kids, too. And I just want to share with everybody listening to get involved. You know, voting is important, and we voted and we've elected. But I think getting involved in our communities is one of the most important things.
Yes, and may the people's voice be heard, because everybody that voted, their vote needs to be honored. And may justice prevail. And I want to thank you for being a guest on my show today, and look forward to meeting you in person and hearing more of your music. And congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the platform and you giving me the space to share my beliefs and my music. I appreciate that.
All right. And on that note, Zeta, I don't know if you've heard my shows before, but we usually get on our horse and ride off into the sunset, or we'll let those that want to take a Ferrari take a Ferrari.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Have a great one.
That was a wonderful song and a wonderful interview as usual on Carmelita's Corner.
Very talented lady, huh, Reese?
Absolutely.
You know, when you're listening to something, Reese, you know, and you're like, well, whatever, but when you really listen to it, like, hey, this is kind of cool. That's a good thing. But with that, I think we're going to move into a couple gems. I just wanted to say the Wall of Fame news blogs, news now on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, and the big event coming up December 11th to 13th, Limitless for Women, JD3 TV Soft Lunch. And Eric Zulli will be speaking at Collaboration Summit November 27th to 29th, and really getting results with the clients, reaching how to collect data and turn data into dollars. And that's what it's all about today, data into dollars. The Influence Effect, Reese, I don't know if you've read it. You're in there. I'm in there. You can get the book. Okay, the book's out there. Go to our site and ericzulli.com/book. So many things, Reese, going on. And so just real quick before we get in, are you out there out and about, Reese, out in town? You doing any type of things, auditions and stuff like that, or are you kind of laying low?
Oh, I've been doing auditions. Hollywood is alive and well, and things are starting to pick up in town. They're shooting all over the country.
Wow.
So I've got a Kohl's commercial out for those of you that know what I look like. I'm the mature woman in the Kohl's Christmas commercial.
Oh, cool.
So I have that out. And I've got a few Christmas movies that they're replaying this year. A Husband for Christmas, A Cruise for Christmas, Christmas on Salvation Street is on Amazon.com, I think. And
Christmas on Salvation, cool.
Yeah, maybe popping up on your TV during the holidays.
Well, I knew you're out there. I see you all over the place, and I didn't know if sometimes things come across your desk and you know what, I think I'm going to lay low, but you get out there. It's get out there cautiously, right, Reese?
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you wear your mask, social distance. Don't hang around a whole bunch of people you don't know. And it's not a matter of who has the virus. Just assume everyone has the virus and keep yourself safe. It's just a safe thing to do. We're not going to have time for our gyms and our tech time this week, but I'm sure we'll have them next week. We'll keep that information for you, although the news will be new news next week.
And it'll be new news. But you know, another little tip, Reese, is to you wear the mask in that, but it probably wouldn't help to boost the immune system a little bit. So all I could throw at you is I read a little article about have the vitamin C and the zinc is supposed to help. And your basic, keep your diet pretty good. So when you go out there, you have a little immune system.
Yeah, stay healthy. The healthier you are, the better chance you have of surviving. Now, that isn't, going to guarantee that you're going to come in and out of the virus, but it definitely helps if you're healthy, if you're eating right, if you're exercising, if you keep your weight down, which is really hard with this being shut in the house. But it's the way to survive this thing.
Absolutely. And Megan DiMartino, thank you for all your tips, innovation, and inspirational, for sure. And with that, Reese, I think we're about looking at close-up time. It just goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does. But we'll be back next Monday morning, 10 a.m., right here on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network and all the other platforms. Make sure you listen to the archive shows. There's lots of information on those. And we will see you next week at 10 a.m.
Move and keep the faith, guys. Till then, Radio Boomers Live, signing out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.